The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Ancient gumshoe experts, Cy and Elmer. We last saw the rural correspondence school detectives as they received their detective equipment from the mail order school and were plunged headlong into their first case. A stranger who had just arrived in Punkinville was seen going into the bank, and the venerable rubes followed him in. But when they got inside the bank, the stranger was gone, and the cashier was lying on the floor in a pool of blood. Cy has fainted dead away, as he always does at the mention of blood. And Elmer is trying to revive him. As we look into the bank and see Cy and Elmer.
Cy, wake up, dead Labian. Cy. Come on, Cy, wake up, will you? Come on. What good is a detective that faints when he saves a little blood?
What happened to me, Elmer?
No, same as always happens to you. You fainted like a darn fool of schoolmarm.
Where am I, Elmer?
You're sitting on the floor of the bank. And right behind that counter is a dead man.
Dead man?
Yes.
Oh, Elmer, I'm going to faint again.
No, you're not now. You're going to stand up here on your hind legs and help me do a little detecting.
Do a little detecting about what? Elmer, if we want any detecting done, we better call for the sheriff.
Yes, that's so. We don't need no sheriff to help us, Cy Perkins. We are regular detectives now ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
You bet your life. Don't you remember that we got our detective outfits from the correspondence school and got started on the first case today?
Yeah, I kind of do remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why did I faint?
I don't know.
Well, we followed that city slicker into the bank. But when we got in here, he was gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the cashier is laying there murdered. Laying there murdered in a pool of blood.
Blood?
Yes.
Elmer, you ought to know better than to say blood to me.
Now, looky here. Cy, don't you faint again, you old buzzard. We got work to do.
Then let's get started on it so we can quit it quicker.
Yes, less. But where are we going to start?
Yeah, look in our instruction book on detecting.
Yeah, wait a minute now. Here it is. Here it is. The very first thing in the book says, right here, immediately you reach the scene of the crime.
The scene of the crime?
Yes, sir.
We never seen it.
No, it don't make no difference. The book says a search for clues.
And let's start a searching. Where do you figure is the most likely place for clues to be?
Well, now look. You look behind that cashier's counter there, Cy, and I look in the president's office.
Nothing doing, Elmer. You look behind the counter. I can't get no real detecting done if I got a thing every 5 minutes.
No. All right. Here we go. Wait a minute. You better close that door so nobody won't see us working in here. Cy, what did you slam that door so darn hard for? I bet you scared every darn clue out of the place.
How do you know a clue when you see one?
Well, the book says that valuable clues may be found in the pieces of cloth and fingerprints and such like. Say, wait a minute. Here's a funny thing.
What's that?
Yes, cashier Fitter is gone.
He has what?
He has gone.
But he was dead.
Yes, certainly was dead. But dead or no dead, Cy Perkins is gone now. Come here. You take a look.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. He's gone. Now look. Yeah. Well, darned if he ain't gone. But how, Elmer?
Yes, but how? Yeah. Wait a minute. I knew.
Huh?
While we was talking there with the president's office, Cy, that dead fellow came too. Came right to and walked out the back door.
And how do you know that there is a back door?
No, for land's sake, there's a back door in every bank. Looky here, how do you suppose a president always manages to be going when anybody wants to borrow some money?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
And now that dead feller's run away, I reckon he took all the clues with him.
Well, Cy Perkins, you're getting softer in the head every day. Softer in the head every day.
How about
criminals don't take clues with them.
Huh?
They forget them.
Huh.
Now, what else the book say about clues there?
Well, it says to always make a note of the exact hour and date of the crime.
You're right, we do it. Now, it's just 19 seconds past 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the date is, what is the date? Ought to be counted around here someplace.
Yeah, it is right there.
Yeah?
Yeah. And just look at the day, Elmer.
Yeah, what is it?
This is a Sunday.
Sunday? It can't be a Sunday.
Why can't it be? Yesterday was Saturday.
But what was the cashier doing in here in the bank on Sunday?
Well, let's get outside and think this thing over. If I get any more mixed up, I'll faint again.
Yeah, come on, then, come on. Now, shut that door careful, will you, Si, so nobody won't disturb the evidence.
Yeah.
Tell you what we do. Go next door to the soda fountain in Steve's store. Careful now, careful.
There she is, Emma. The door's shut good and tight. It's pretty hot out in this sun, ain't it?
Yes, yeah, plenty hot. Looks like Steve's place open, all right.
Yeah, of course it's open. You know Steve always does his biggest business on a Sunday.
Hello there, boys. Sure hot, ain't it? What do you have?
Well, Steve gets a take of chocolate soda.
Well, I ain't so sure. My misery has been acting up some today.
Oh, forget your misery, Si. Give a Si the same as me, Steve.
Say, I never noticed them stars on you boys before.
Ain't never been there before. Just new today. Brand new.
Yeah. What are you doing? Playing detective? Elmer, you're getting pretty old for that sort of thing, ain't you?
Say, now, wait a minute. We're playing nothing. Steve, we're regular detectives.
Well, I guess you won't get much business in this town.
Say, don't you be too darn certain of that, Steve. We're working on a case right now.
Hey, say, Emmer,
what?
Don't be telling all our business to these ordinary common storekeeper fellas.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Si. A case in the hand is worth two in the bank. So long, Steve.
Hey, hold on, you fellas. You ain't drunk your sodies. No owner paid me for them, either.
We ain't got time now. Come on, Si. Come on, hurry up. Come on, let's get out of here.
That makes me nervous, Emmer. You rushed me out of there so fast.
Never mind that, Si. Never mind. Look at the door of the bank. Standing wide open. Didn't I tell you to shut that tight?
I did shut it.
Well, it's open now. I can see that, even if I'm a detective.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's in there disturbing our clues, well, we just have to arrest them.
Do you know how to arrest a fella?
Certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just say, sort of stern and terrible-like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I now arrest you in the name of the law.
Ah.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. And if they resist arrest, put handcuffs on him.
We got to be mighty careful now, Emmer.
Yeah.
Let's just sneak up to the window and say, who's in there?
Yeah, all right, but remember, you're sneaking.
Yeah.
Don't stick your head up too high. Easy now, easy, Si.
It don't seem to be nobody there.
Yes, there is. Look,
huh?
There's a shadow moving on the glass wall in the president's office.
Yeah.
Maybe we better not go in.
Yeah, reckon not. He might have a gun.
Oh, what if he has? We got our pistols, too, ain't we?
Yeah, but maybe he knows how to use his.
Yeah, come on. Come on in and stop your doing worries. Shh, shh, shh. Cy Perkins, don't you shush me now.
Emmer, look careful at that shadow. Ain't that the city slicker we followed in here?
Sweet sassafras if it ain't. Say, he's got a lot of nerve, ain't he?
But where was he when we was in there?
Well, how should I know? I'm a detective.
Well, if you're so good, go on in and arrest him.
All right, you put your gun on him. I'll have the handcuffs all ready now.
I told you I can't get my gun out of this darn harness gadget.
Oh, well, then here, take mine. I got the handcuffs all ready here now. Now we'll sneak in quiet.
Hey, put up your hands there, mister. I got you covered.
Oh, hello, Rubes. What's all the artillery for? Going duck hunting?
That's enough, you city slicker. We are the law here, and you're under arrest.
Get your life. Show me a star, Side. Show me a star while I figure out these stern handcuffs.
There it is, mister. How do you like that for a star? Kind of gets in your eyes, don't it? Says detective right on it.
Oh, so you're detectives.
Bet you.
Well, now you boys can help me then. Look at my star. How do you like that?
Huh?
Regular New York one.
Huh.
I'm working on this case myself.
Well, what do you know about that?
For goodness sake, Si. A regular big city detective, and we was going to arrest him.
Yeah, we could have done it, too.
Oh, that's okay by me. Anybody can make mistakes. Now, if you fellas want to help me, come here and look at something.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. By Samantha, we'll do it.
What do you got to show us?
Just come and look in this vault.
Look right into that dark vault?
Sure. Come on, right on in here. Now take a good long look. Take all the time you want to look around, boys. I better be going. I'll miss my train. Well, so long, Ruth.
Hey,
what's
the matter with you? My goodness.
Elmer, where are you?
I'm right here, busy doing this,
right? Well, open the door so we can see.
I can't open it in the slot.
Are you sure? Try pushing it.
Say, what do you think I've been doing anyway with this door? I've been pushing on it. You think I've been playing tiddlywinks?
Yeah, darned if it ain't locked good and tight. That scamp locked us in this bank vault and run for the train.
Say, you know something? I got it all figured out. He ain't no detective at all. He's a crook.
Yeah. Elmer.
What?
What's this? On the floor.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Where did I feel? Where are you feeling? Oh, that. It feels like a dead body.
A dead body? I'm a-slippin'. I'm a-slippin'.
Now, looky here. Si, now, Si. Si, this ain't no time for you to think on me, I tell you. Si. Well, sweet sassafras. Darned if he ain't gone and went and fainted again.
Now, Si and Elmer are worse off than before. In the next episode, the detectives will try to solve the mystery of the bank vault. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear the next episode of Si and Elmer over this station.